We are the champions of the world. After 11 years, India again lifts a World Cup trophy. T20 World Cup in Barbados with a spectacular catch from Surya, spectacular bowling from Bumrah, and brilliant, brilliant batting from Virat Kohli. Lost 3 early wickets, but again, Akshar Patel and Virat Kohli got India back on track. And what a way to end a beautiful tournament. South Africa, I wouldn't call them chokers this time. They were just outdone. They were actually choked by Bumrah and Ashdeep in those last few overs and Surya's catch. That was absolutely brilliant. Welcome, Shahbel. How does it feel?
Welcome, Nash. Whenever Australia don't win anything, it doesn't feel great. Doesn't feel safe. Doesn't feel right. But congratulations to you and all the India fans on the great win. I've just been in awe of Jasprit Bumrah. Over the last few days or few weeks, in particular, the whole tournament, really. What the average, about 8 with an economy of 4. Took more wickets than boundaries conceded. It's stuff that you know, script writers can only write. And it's the kind of thing where if you have a player in junior cricket that's far too good and needs to play an age or two above his age, you know, that's what Bumrah was like in this tournament. Just incredible. And as you mentioned, Kohli very good in that final. Runs for him accelerated in the final few overs, crucially.
Yes.
And also Ashdeep and Hardik Pandya as well. You know, he's had a challenging year when it comes to cricket with all the booing and all the attention in the IPL. He came good and had a great tournament. There were calls for him to be left out of the squad, you know, when that squad was being named. A few question marks around Rohit, around Virat. Virat didn't have a great tournament, but stepped up in the final, and Rohit as a captain. I think, like the 2023 ODI World Cup, he instilled a lot of belief in this squad. So, yeah, man, keen to hear your thoughts on Bumrah first. what sort of words do you have at the moment to describe a bowler like this? It must be amazing to know that you've got two overs up your sleeve in the last 4 or 5 of this guy.
Greatest bowler to ever bowl a cricket ball for India. Easily.
Yes.
I mean, I know he hasn't played a lot of test matches. He hasn't played a lot of games even for India, but he's already got that legendary status. And what an absolute beast. What an absolute beast. And to just, you know, tell you the brilliance of Bumrah, I was watching the game with my mates and, you know, I was telling them, you know, 13th over, this has to be Bumrah. This has to be Bumrah to kill the game here because, you know, it was like 54 of 36 needed at the end of the 14th over. And
yes.
So with 6 overs to go, I was like, this has to be Bumrah. You know, they have to kill the ball, the game here. And Miller and Klaassen were looking absolutely wonderful. And the ball goes to Akshar Patel. And I was like, come on, this can't be happening. This has to be Bumrah. And then Akshar Patel goes for 20...
it was 24.
24 yeah. Runs of that over, and it was like 30 from 30. And then I saw it on Crick Info. I opened Crick Info as well to see what the chatter was about. And it came up like, it's 30 from 30. It's time for Bumrah and over too late. And I'm like, hopefully not. Hopefully not. And that over, he gave away 4 runs to Klaassen. Klaassen was batting on 49. And Miller was batting on 14, and he gave away. Klaassen faced 5 of those balls in that over. He gave away only 3 runs. 4 runs to Klaassen. That was absolutely mind-boggling. That was absolutely brilliant. And that just
gave India a chance again.
Exactly. That just sums up Bumrah because that after 16 overs in that over, he went for 4 runs. Then the over went to Hardik, and that built the pressure and the wide edge from Klaassen because he felt that he had to go for that shot and he had to target Hardik because he couldn't target Bumrah from the other end. And he could see sort of the cautiousness that Klaassen and Miller were batting with, because when Bumrah came in that over and they were just like, okay, let's just see this through. Let's just get, you know, maybe 5 runs, 4 runs and an edge here and there maybe, but absolutely, even Hardik, they couldn't get anything of Hardik, and Hardik got the runs as wickets as well, because that over went for 4 runs again. Hardik with the wicket of Klaassen, then again Bumrah, And Bumrah was bowling to a set Miller, and then what that sensational delivery to get rid of Marco Jansen
I
through
mean,
bat and bat.
two of the best balls you'll see for his wickets on the day. I mean, that Reeza Hendricks one,
Oh man,
mate.
one of the
Poor
best.
Hendricks. No one's touching that. Like,
I mean,
what a ball!
bowlers go through their careers without bowling such a ball, and
This
here is
guy
Bumrah
does it
just
regularly.
casually bowling in a World Cup final in the first over, and
Oh,
that over
man.
went for 2 runs. So last 5 overs have gone for 4-4-2 with 2 wickets, and then last kudos to Arshdeep Singh as well. You know, absolute
Yes.
credit to him for bowling that 19th over, and it was absolutely magnificent as well because he gave away only 4 runs in that over. That
Yep.
was to Miller as well. He bowled, I think, 2 balls to Miller, who wasn't able to get it across. And one of the things I would love to point out was I was a big critic of Rohit Sharma as the captain, and I've said
Yes.
statements like he shouldn't be anywhere near the T20 setup, which I still believed in. But he has redeemed himself. He has been, a good leader, a good captain with good changes in most of the games. There were a couple of times where things were not going India's way, and not only in the final but overall in the tournament, and the bowlers seemed to sort of pull things back for India, and that's what I loved about the bowlers and the bowling attack that he had, especially the way to get rid of Quinton de Kock. Tried to pull one and got a six of Arshdeep Singh, and the ball next ball he fell into the trap. That was absolutely brilliant and sort of brain dead from Quinton de Kock as well. So
The cock fell into that trap a few times in that tournament.
yeah,
Caught
and quite easily.
out fine leg, square leg region, pulling the ball.
And then
Yeah,
to
yeah.
end things off, I mean, that catch from Surya Kumar Yadav,
That
I
was a
mean,
special catch, man.
that was absolutely brilliant. Just to be in that moment and be aware
That's
of
clutch.
where everything is, that's absolutely clutch. And
It is.
it's that when that happened, I was still like, okay, they still need, 16 of 5, and Rabada could hit a couple. And then the edge goes for 4. And then I was like, oh shit, this can't be happening again. Come on, this can't be happening. And but then absolutely brilliant by Hardik Pandya to end things off. And he has had a difficult 6 months as well, personally, professionally, and for the next few months at least, everything just goes out of the window, and these bunch of players can absolutely enjoy what they have achieved.
Yeah, I think the booing and everything for Hardik Pandya will stop. I think I've always rated him as a cricketer, as I've said before. I think he offers a lot of balance to your team. Thought he batted very well in the tournament, and his bowling was very, very, very good. For India, they've had a problem with clutching up in big games over the last decade. This was an exception, big time. They clutched up huge in those last 5 overs where the game was there. It was looked like it was slipping away, but you always felt with the makeup of the South Africa lineup is that one wicket could get you, gets you into Marco Jansen there at seven. And even though he's a good batsman, if you can build a couple of dot balls against him, all of a sudden that pressure builds. And India managed to do that perfectly. And then Bumrah, that delivery was just extraordinary. But yeah, look, the catch from Sky, amazing. I think Rohit's captaincy, as you said, was very good. His bowling changes throughout the tournament, spot on. Because you talk about the bowlers coming through with the goods. It was against Australia as well. The Aussies were looking on track to potentially chase that 205 when we played you guys. But then, the use of Kuldeep Yadav and, slowing things down there in the second half of the innings and putting the chokehold on the Aussies, winning that game. Yeah, it's, credit to him. And it's a good way for he and Kohli and now Jadeja as well to bow out of T20 internationals.
One thing I would like to point out, and I realized this the day after, this was actually the perfect way to end Virat Kohli's T20 international career, because there were times when all throughout his T20 international career he wasn't appreciated enough. He wasn't in the last
True.
4 4 3 4 years, people kept saying his his role of anchor is not needed anymore. Is he going to be picked in this team or that team? And players like him
Great point.
don't contribute anything to the team anymore. And then come IPL 2024, we saw a brand new Virat Kohli, and we saw a resurgence of Virat Kohli, the attacking batsman, as an opener. And he played slog sweeps, and he played sweeps, and he took on the left arm spinners, and he took on the left arm fast bowlers. He went down the track to right arm fast bowlers, and we saw everything. And then come T20 World Cup, he went in with the same approach. We all said he has to keep opening for India. He did. He went in with the same approach. Didn't work. Here is the final. 34 for 3, India again. And Virat Kohli, the mainstay, has to do the anchor role again. And what a fitting way to end that T20 international career, where it has had some brilliant, brilliant innings, the Mohali innings, the 2014 World Cup final innings, and there's so many different Melbourne 2022 innings.
Melbourne for sure.
Absolutely mind-boggling innings every now and then, and then the end has to go the Virat Kohli way.
Absolutely. And you're right. You needed that anchor role at 34 for three in a final. Because if he's out at soon after, India are in big trouble. I don't know if they recover to get to the score that they do. He sort of holds it together, goes hard at the end. Man, if India lost that game, it would have been interesting to see the reaction of his innings. But I think overall, it was the innings that was needed. Akshar Patel played very well. I think his inclusion in the team in this World Cup was very important. Gave you that batting depth. And for the most part, he was very good with the ball. I know he went for a bit in the final, but that can happen against Klassen. I mean, that guy's an amazing spin hitter. But his inclusion in the team gave India that sort of depth that you guys probably have been missing in white ball tournaments the last however many years. Your batting's been a bit short, just passing at the number six, number seven position. But yeah, he was very good as well. So credit to him. But yeah, good. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Virat underappreciated by some in the T20 format. His contribution in the World Cups has been amazing. This was by far, I think, his worst T20 World Cup.
Easily.
Finishes strong and he finishes with the trophy, but he's had some great campaigns and been a wonderful player in the format.
I
Bit of an
mean,
end of an era.
if you talk only about Virat Kohli, the T20 batsman, his shot against Harris Roff will define his career for me. For me personally, there is that Mohali innings, that absolutely clutch innings against Australia. There is the 2014 final innings against Sri Lanka, but his innings against Pakistan at Melbourne, the
That was quality.
enormity of the situation, the bowler, the stadium, the atmosphere, everything. I mean,
The position India were in that game as well. Big
oh,
trouble, right?
I mean, needing 28 from 8, that was absolutely brilliant. And yeah, it was India are going to miss him in this format. We don't know yet that yet. I think we'll notice that over the next year or so when we play the T20
Possibly.
format more.
I think there's a lot to there'll be a lot to miss. There's big shoes to fill with Rohit as well when he's at his best. And those two, they're linchpins of Indian white ball cricket. But with Shubman Gill and Jaiswal, there's a lot of excitement now for India in T20 cricket heading into that that T the 2026 tournament. We've got some very exciting youngsters coming through. That's probably something that Australia got to look at. Now I've sort of mentioned in my reaction, we need to look at getting in some players that young players, some young blood, the likes of course Jake Fraser-McGurk. We've got some white ball internationals coming up later this year. I want to see Australia blood young players, new players into the setup. So I want to see even, we go to Scotland. I want to see Ollie Davies get a shot. I want to see, Jake Fraser-McGurk up there. I want to see different players. I want to see Tanvi Sanga. I want to see these guys get a taste of international cricket. Because you want to keep evolving. But I think India are pretty well set when they've got talent coming through. As long as Bumrah's there, as long as Bumrah's there, India are any chance in
I
any
mean,
tournament.
there's a lot of players to fill, fill the shoes left by Rohit Sharma, Kohli, even Jadeja. You got Shubman Gill, you got Jaiswal, you got Rinku Singh, you got Washington Sundar.
Sunder can be there, yeah.
You know, there's players around the setup at the moment.
For sure, for sure. And I think if you get rid of that impact player rule in the IPL, you get more all-rounders bowling, particularly domestic talent, more of them doing more with the ball. Your Washington Sunders, Shivam Dubey, even Tilak Varma. I think he can do a bit of bowling as well. You want these guys bowling at that level to be able to handle the pressure, to be able to deliver for India when they're needed. So I think that's got to be a rule that has to be removed. But I think there's more pressure now to remove that rule. That's important for India. And then now attention will turn to Champions Trophy next year,
50
which will be
over.
interesting. The 50 over Champions Trophy. I mean, for South Africa, that is one of the biggest heartbreaks for them. I mean, it's like you had it in your hands and you had it snatched away from you once again. Particularly this one they had it won. Like you need
But I think
20, what is it, 27 from 28 at one point. With 6 wickets in hand. I know Bumrah, Ashdeep, and Hardik were amazing, but no matter who you're up against, that is a game that's in your hands with two set players. So,
look, I think I
but
would.
I don't think they're too far away.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, for all we know, Champions Trophy could be in their hands. But you know, with it's so hard because having Bumrah in the side is a cheat code. To be honest,
It is a cheat code.
it is a
It
cheat
is.
code. Like you can't,
That's true.
you cannot get rid of that. It's like one of those cricket 0-4 games where there was a cheat code called, like, I don't know, Big Bat or something, where every ball went for six. Kind of like that. And you know, he just doesn't give anything away. And as an Indian fan, it's so good to see that a fast bowler is
Of
sort of,
course.
we're pinning all our hopes on a fast bowler, an Indian fast bowler. It's just amazing.
Definitely India's greatest fast bowler. I mean that was confirmed for quite some time for me. That just this sort of confirms it even further that this guy is your best ever fast bowler, without question. If he's fit and firing in the Border Gavaskar Trophy later in the year, Australia going to have their work cut out dealing with this guy.
Look, I'll say he's best bowler, period. I know
Even among all the great spinners you've had.
we've comparing him with Ashwin and Jadeja in tests, and you know, you go back Bishan Singh Bedi, you go back Kapil Dev, but I think all formats, I mean, there is no one close to Bumrah. Like he all formats, all conditions, all countries, all continents, any situation. I mean, we saw it in the England Test matches earlier in the year as well. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy doesn't let anyone take a breather. He's absolutely magnificent.
No, I agree with you. All format, he's the best bowler in the world. Kind of, you know, when you look at all format, his adjustment to the different formats. So, I love the, Andrew Fernando's article in Crick Info that, if you change the color of the ball and the color of the clothing, the delivery to Hendricks, you might have thought, yeah, that's just a test cricket. You know, like that ball was so good that it is, his length. Bumrah's length is so good that, yep, it wouldn't be out of place in Test cricket. You think he's bowling in Test matches. His ability to adjust length and his tactics according to the situation and the format is just unreal. If he plays a Test match tomorrow, you'll know he'll go into a length, hit a length all day,
Oh, I can't
move the
wait
ball
to.
either way.
I mean, why did you have to say that? I can't wait to watch Bumrah in red ball again now. You know, test matches can't come soon enough. I mean,
Oh,
we're still a couple
maybe
of
if he.
months away for
India
India test matches.
give him a rest for the Border Gavaskar Trophy, I reckon. Just give him a rest. Manage him.
You know, that's not happening. You know, that's not happening. But,
That'll be tough. That's going to be a great series. And dealing with Bumrah, look, the whole India attack is very strong, but how do you deal with Bumrah? That's going to be difficult. You know,
absolutely.
if Steve Smith thought opening was hard last summer, he's in for a whole nother challenge this
If
summer.
Steve Smith opens, I mean, let me tell you, if Steve Smith opens, we have Siraj as well, who's pretty good in with red ball,
Of course.
and especially he's going to enjoy Australian pitches. So let's see what happens.
Steve Smith, I think, will open in that. I don't think you can drop Green after what he did in New Zealand at number four. So it's going to be a huge challenge for Smudge.
It's going to be fun.
But I'm sure we'll talk more about that series as it comes closer. But yeah, that Bumrah. across formats, ability to adjust, ability to set up players. You know, for example, like he bowled the ball, the first ball he bowled to Quinton de Kock slid away from the bat. You know, went across him, and then the ball to Hendricks, it feels like it's going to go that same direction, straightens, hits off stump. I mean, that's an unplayable delivery, particularly for your first ball against a particular bowler. To get a ball like that, you just have to hold your hand up and say, "There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it." And a lot of players are in that position against Bumrah.
I mean,
You know, and it's great to see. Yeah, he
even
gets the
someone like
appreciation
a
he
Virat
deserves.
Kohli or Rohit Sharma would have missed that ball. I mean, it was
Yeah.
that good.
Oh, for sure. Anyone. You think that at that pace, the ball's coming into you to middle and leg, and you're shaping up for a middle and leg delivery, and then it straightens. Credit to Hendricks, he played the ball straight. You know, he could have easily tried to flick that to mid-wicket and get bowled. He played it straight. That's a fair play to him, but still got out. You know what I mean?
And what do you
That's
do?
how good he is.
You just shrug your shoulders and just go
You
off.
just shrug your shoulders and say, "It is what it is, man." Like, incredible. And it's great to see he gets the appreciation he deserves all over social media. India know the gem that they have, and the rest of the attack sort of benefits. Because I know that a lot of the bowlers get wickets after a Bumrah over.
Yeah,
That's not a
absolutely. And
coincidence.
Arshdeep said that in an interview after the game, I think.
Yes.
W
Yes.
what has been his success story this work? I mean, he just said that, oh, nothing. I just go and put the ball in the right areas because Bumrah from the other end has already done the job. And I
Yep.
just, so batsmen feel like they can take risks off of me and then I get the wicket. So all I have to do is
Exactly
just
right.
bowl well.
Exactly right. Bumrah got 15 wickets, but in reality, he got so many more because he set up for others.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I still can't believe he took more wickets than he conceded in boundaries. That he conceded 12 boundaries.
I saw that stat and I was like,
I don't.
that is so bizarre.
Yeah, I just I
What do
can't
you
believe
do?
that. You don't see that in this era.
I mean,
It's just
he
crazy.
bowled like 110 dot balls and
Yeah, it was 110 dot balls out of 178. So it was
And
about,
gave
what,
away 120
61%?
runs or something. And
So 124 runs, and according to Crick Info, 32 of them were not in control. So the sort of an edge or a sort of a missed time shot or whatever. So 20, sorry, 26 of those runs, or no, 32 of those runs, 26% were not in control. So just unbelievable, man. Just unbelievable. So what a tournament from him. What a tournament from India.
I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so congratulations to you. The drought
Well,
is over now.
yes, it
11
is.
years.
And I mean,
I can't use that against you anymore.
let's knock off three or four more in the next 3 or 4 years. It feels funny to say that, but there are 3 or 4 World Cups in the next 3 or 4 years. So,
there's a tournament. There's a big tournament every year. And look, this could really lift the mental hurdle for India and get them really going and get more trophies over the coming years. You definitely,
Maybe
I have
reach
no doubt.
Australia with another target of 10, hopefully. We already have 6.
What's this? The ODI, the 50-over World Cups?
Yeah, so 250 overs, 220 overs, two Champions Trophies.
Yeah, so you still got a bit of catching up to do to us. We've
That's
got
what I'm
two
saying.
Champions
Like in
Trophies
the
as
next
well.
4 or 5 years, hopefully we'll
Yeah,
be there.
hopefully not. Hopefully not, because I can't use the 11-year drought against you anymore. And yeah, let's hope India don't catch up too quickly. There's World Test. The Border Gavaskar Trophy could have a big say on who's in the World Test Championship final as well in this cycle. But it should be a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun to see what happens in the coming years when it comes to ICC trophies.
All right,
But yeah,
Shabel,
thanks, Nash.
thank you. We are the champions.
Congratulations.
We'll
You
be
are
doing
in
this
the.
again. The English summer is starting in a few days,
Yes.
and really looking forward to some red ball cricket as well now. So let's get back to
Can't
it.
wait.
We'll be here discussing that and watch us on YouTube, hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts as well. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to all the viewers. Thank you, Shabel.